Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Dawn Brown, and I am bringing you another Teach Me Something Tuesday. Today, we are going to talk about the power of a good quote. Now, I love a good quote. I always have from the time I was in high school, even now as a professor in a doctor of physical therapy program. There's something about quotes that inspire me to do better, to be better, especially when I'm at my lowest point, both professionally and personally. I read somewhere recently that words can light fires in the minds of men and wring tears from the hardest of hearts. And I can say that this is actually true. We are all living in very stressful times. We've gone through the worst of COVID-19. We're going through economic collapses. We are living through heightened levels of racism. We have the immigration crisis. There are the wars between Ukraine and Russia and between Israel and Hamas and so many more adverse events. Sometimes it is challenging to cope with all of this, to even find somebody to talk to or to express our feelings and our emotions that are associated with all this turmoil, because it seems as if everyone is busy trying to live their own life and deal with all this stuff themselves. So many people, myself included, turn to motivational or inspirational quotes to keep moving forward. And these quotes can be brief, just a little nugget of light to help us get our focus back to finish a project, to study for a test, or simply to get to the end of a day when life seems like it's throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us, taking 10 to 20 seconds of your day to read and digest a quote is worthwhile to penetrate your subconscious mind and maybe change your thoughts and perhaps your actions towards something more positive to make you feel less depressed, less anxious, and even to make you smile. I use quotes to encourage myself, but also to encourage and empower the students I teach so they can become more persistent, more resilient, and develop the ability to cope during adverse times and circumstances. The students I've taught over the years have seen my quotes posted on my office door or in the goodie bags that I give them for celebrations, or they even see them threaded through my PowerPoints during lectures. I want to take a moment to share a few of the quotes that I frequently share with students. These are the quotes that the students have told me are the most inspiring for them, the ones that motivated them the most to persist through their physical therapy education. So I'll lead with my top quote: stay in your lane. Basically, mind your business and stick with what you're good at. There will always be someone doing better than you in school or doing something that you wish you could do. You can look over into their lane for motivation, but stay in your lane and run your own race. What's meant for you will be for you. And I guess that last part could be a quote. My other quotes, in no particular order, are: be yourself because everyone is already taken. And this kind of goes with that first quote: stay in your lane. You don't need to be who others think you should be. Let them be them and you be you. We're all different. No two of us are alike. And not everyone is going to like us or be like us. And in the end, that's okay. Being who we are is the best gift we can give to ourselves and others. Another quote I tell students is, if you're going to be wrong, admit it and get over it. We all make mistakes and we all hopefully grow from them. If you're confident about an answer or a technique, then say it. What's the worst that could happen when you express what you're thinking? You're either right or you're wrong. And if you're wrong, admit it, learn from it, grow from it, and move on. Another quote, if at first you don't succeed, you're normal. This kind of goes with that previous quote. We all make mistakes. We all fail. That's simply a part of you being a student, me being a clinician, me being a faculty member, us being human. It's just a part of life. Another quote is, success is how far you've come from where you started, not how far you have to go. Sometimes we all just need to stop and recognize that we are not where we were yesterday. You actually got accepted into a physical therapy program. You actually earned a good grade on a paper. You'll eventually pass the National Physical Therapy Examination and get a job and so on and so forth. That's far more than what you started with when you first walked into the doors of your physical therapy program. And for my last quote, and trust me, I have hundreds of more quotes to share, and perhaps that'd be on another Teach Me Something Tuesday. But the last quote is, trust the process. Trust the process of how your faculty, your instructors, how we teach you and how you are learning. Trust that it's getting you to where you want to go in the long run, to become a competent, entry-level, licensed physical therapist or physical therapist assistant. Don't become impatient with the process. Don't rush the process. Trust it instead. I hope that this information on the power of a good quote was helpful, and we will see you on the next Teach Me Something Tuesday.
Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.